Task 1. You will hear a conversation between Bernice and Jude, who study at different schools. Decide if each statement 1 to 6 is true or false. Put a tick in the proper box. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the statements.
Jude, what are you looking so annoyed about?
Oh, I had to catch the bus to school today because my bike's at the repair shop. I can't wait to get it back tonight. I hate going on the bus. It takes ages. I cycle along beside the river to school and see loads of animals and birds. It's great.
Yeah, your school's in a really nice place. Actually, I put Park School as my first choice. I knew you and Bonnie and Natalie were all going there. I was pretty disappointed when I wasn't selected.
I didn't know that. But you're glad you go to Stonebridge High School now, aren't you? It's a really good school.
Oh, yeah, it is. I wouldn't have been able to study Japanese or design technology if I'd gone to your school. There's so much more choice at mine.
Maybe, but our sports teams usually beat yours.
That's not always true. We beat you at tennis last month.
Yeah, but our under-15 footballers have just become local school's champions. It was a close match, though. I thought they weren't going to win until they got those two goals in the last few minutes of the game.
I read about it in the newspaper. There was also a report in the same paper about our school and how we're going to get a new swimming pool and gym. It's about time. The changing rooms are awful and the water's always so cold.
And is the head teacher of your school thinking about introducing school uniforms like our head teacher is?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't mind wearing one. I think they look quite smart.
I'd rather not. People should wear the clothes they feel comfortable in. But I think now that Mr. Hollis, our head teacher, has told everyone about his idea, he won't change his mind.
Now you will have 30 seconds to do task one. Now you will hear the text again.
Jude, what are you looking so annoyed about?
Oh, I had to catch the bus to school today because my bike's at the repair shop. I can't wait to get it back tonight. I hate going on the bus. It takes ages. I cycle along beside the river to school and see loads of animals and birds. It's great.
Yeah, your school's in a really nice place. Actually, I put Park School as my first choice. I knew you and Bonnie and Natalie were all going there. I was pretty disappointed when I wasn't selected.
I didn't know that. But you're glad you go to Stonebridge High School now, aren't you? It's a really good school.
Oh, yeah, it is. I wouldn't have been able to study Japanese or design technology if I'd gone to your school. There's so much more choice at mine.
Maybe, but our sports teams usually beat yours.
That's not always true. We beat you at tennis last month.
Yeah, but our under-15 footballers have just become local school's champions. It was a close match, though. I thought they weren't going to win until they got those two goals in the last few minutes of the game.
I read about it in the newspaper. There was also a report in the same paper about our school and how we're going to get a new swimming pool and gym. It's about time. The changing rooms are awful and the water's always so cold.
And is the head teacher of your school thinking about introducing school uniforms like our head teacher is?
I don't think so. But I wouldn't mind wearing one. I think they look quite smart.
I'd rather not. People should wear the clothes they feel comfortable in. But I think now that Mr. Hollis, our head teacher, has told everyone about his idea, he won't change his mind.
This is the end of task one. Task 2. You will hear a radio announcement about a fun run for each question 7 to 12. Fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the task.
And now here is Carol Johnson, the organiser of this year's Abington Fun Run.
Thank you. Yes, I'm delighted to be able to tell you that this year the Abington Fun Run will be at 11 a.m. on Sunday, May the 24th. So make a note in your diary. It's open to runners of any age and ability, children, their parents, grandparents, friends, couples or single runners. And it's an excellent opportunity to get out into the fresh air for some exercise. The course of the fun run will be through the beautiful environment of Abington Park, and the total distance will be 3 kilometres, starting and finishing at the football ground. That's on the south side of the park, very close to the main entrance. Runners will be able to use the changing rooms in the hockey club. These are near the starting point for the run, and are very big, with excellent showers. There is also a large car park outside for those of you who need it. Abington Fun Run is a race in which there are no winners or losers. Everyone who takes part will be given something to remember the day by. Last year it was a T-shirt. This year it will be a water bottle, so it's certain to be very useful. The cost for adults is £8 if you register in advance, or £10 on the day. Any child under the age of 15 can take part free, but there's a lower age limit of 8. If you would like to join in the fun run, entry forms and an information pack with lots of useful tips for improving your fitness and preparing for the run are available from any newsagent. Or you can download one from the Sports Development website at www.funrun.org. See you there!
Now you will have 30 seconds to do task 2. Now you will hear the text again.
And now here is Carol Johnson, the organiser of this year's Abington Fun Run.
Thank you. Yes, I'm delighted to be able to tell you that this year the Abington Fun Run will be at 11 a.m. on Sunday, May the 24th. So make a note in your diary. It's open to runners of any age and ability, children, their parents, grandparents, friends, couples, or single runners, and it's an excellent opportunity to get out into the fresh air for some exercise. The course of the fun run will be through the beautiful environment of Abingdon Park, and the total distance will be 3 kilometres, starting and finishing at the football ground. That's on the south side of the park, very close to the main entrance. Runners will be able to use the changing rooms in the hockey club. These are near the starting point for the run and are very big, with excellent showers. There is also a large car park outside for those of you who need it. Abingdon Fun Run is a race in which there are no winners or losers. Everyone who takes part will be given something to remember the day by. Last year it was a T-shirt. This year it will be a water bottle, so it's certain to be very useful. The cost for adults is £8 if you register in advance, or £10 on the day. Any child under the age of 15 can take part free, but there's a lower age limit of 8. If you would like to join in the fun run, entry forms and an information pack with lots of useful tips for improving your fitness and preparing for the run are available from any newsagent, or you can download one from the Sports Development website at www.funrun.org. See you there!
This is the end of task 2.